This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill, will be traveling to Surfside, Florida later today, where a search and rescue teams are working for an eighth day at the site of a partially collapsed condominium building. Local authorities said late Wednesday the number of dead from the collapse had risen to 18. The White House press secretary said the president and first lady would be meeting with family members who had been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, as well as thanking the first responders and rescue teams. It is unclear if the Bidens would go to the building site itself. About half of the 12th floor of the 136-unit building collapsed last Thursday. Since then, rescuers have been working around the clock, picking their way through rubble using cranes and infrared scanners, as well as dogs at the site. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands, where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite the poor safety standards. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee probe of the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that. The premier of the Australian state of New South Wales urging people in Sydney and the surrounding areas to reduce their movements after 24 more cases of COVID-19 were recorded Thursday. The premier warned the lockdown could fail if residents don't minimize their activities. On Wednesday, the Queensland and Western Australian state governments advised people under the age of 40 not to take the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the risk of a rare blood-clotting disorder, despite the Australian government making those shots available to all adults. Australians have a choice of only two vaccines, and locally manufactured AstraZeneca is more plentiful. Bill Cosby is back home in suburban Philadelphia after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison Wednesday. Cosby, who's 83, served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator at his suburban home back in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Cosby's release from prison didn't change the facts of the case, it felt like a setback for the Me Too movement. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday denounced as idiocy his country's past policy of becoming a frontline state in the U.S.-led war against terrorism in Afghanistan, blaming the policy for the persistent security and economic challenges facing Islamabad. Khan again ruled out the possibility of providing Pakistani bases to the U.S. military for counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan following the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from the neighboring country after nearly two decades. And a Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and human rights lawyer arrested for a second time in less than a month Wednesday, marking the city's first year under the national security law. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.